Welcome to the Equity Team Podcast, where we provide Sedona, Arizona real estate insight to help you thrive during your next real estate transaction.
Welcome back, investors. This is Chad McMahon with the Equity Team, investment and short-term rental specialized real estate agent in beautiful Sedona, Arizona. And I'm going to be talking about one of the updates that came from Airbnb. It's going to be kicking in here end of this month, end of April 2024. And it's a update that is, the intention is to protect the privacy of guests. And it's really important for investors to be aware of this. It's good to be aware of it as a traveler as well. You know, a lot of us do travel, but it's really important, most important, to be aware of it as an investor, where either you own properties now that are short-term rentals, or they're about to be short-term rentals, or you're thinking about buying a short-term rental. You get the gist. So I'm going to go ahead and dive in here on this security camera policy. So this is right off the Airbnb website, but I do have some summarization I'm going to share as well. But there's some good information here. I do recommend that you look this up, Google it, Yahoo, whatever you want, whatever you like to use. But this is their update on the policy on security cameras. And so there's some banning of certain use that's going on. If you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, it could be a real problem. They could even... they could pull your short-term rental listing and on and on and on. So rather than go through this and read what you could just read, I'm going to give you a summary here. So again, this is starting April 30th, 2024. These do kick into gear at that time. So you're not allowed to have cameras that monitor indoor spaces. Okay, if you have any, I would just recommend, you know, plan a time here in the next few days. You don't want to forget this and then again get caught doing it, even whether it's an accident or not. So get on over there. If you have any indoor, anything that's indoor, go ahead and pull them ASAP. Even if you have guests until after the 30th, you should arrange with your guest to get in there and get those out. And I'm sure they'll, you know, they should. I shouldn't say I'm sure they'll understand because I don't know what they'll say, but they should. They should certainly understand if you just explain it's a new Airbnb requirement. And even if they say, oh, I don't care. I mean, honestly, you're required to do it. So at least by this service, if you don't use Airbnb, then it doesn't matter. So you must disclose any location of outdoor cameras. So you can't have any hidden. And even if they're not intentionally hidden, you do have to disclose exactly where they are. So for example, one of my properties, I've got a swim spa. And I don't have it pointing towards the swim spa because my intention is not to see people when they're in there, but it's near it because I just want to know if someone's sneaking onto the property or something like that. So that's disclosed in a rental binder that's right in the living room area and people check in and it's right there. And it's very, very clear exactly where it is. It even has a photo of where like the camera is and all that good stuff. So now it says outdoor cameras are prohibited in spaces where guests expect greater privacy, like enclosed showers or saunas. So that's different from what I was describing. So it's not pointing towards that swim spa. You must disclose noise decibel monitors. Now I have quite a few clients that do this because they want the neighbors to not worry about noise. So it depends. Most of my clients don't do it. I have some that do it. And in my area, it's not required to do it, but it's a considerate. You know, it's a considerate move. So if you're going to use noise decibel monitors, noise detectors, you know, and all that, and they tell you how loud people are being, then you have to disclose that, okay? And so they can only be present in common spaces, not like a bathroom or something. And then you can have smart home devices like TVs and voice assistants. You aren't required to disclose these devices, but we encourage you to tell guests that you have them and how to turn them off, okay? So basically just transparency and disclosure. And transparency is a wonderful thing. If you watch my other videos, you know that I mention it sometimes, I'm all for transparency. And then it says these requirements don't apply to devices in common spaces outside your home that you don't control, like cameras in the lobby of an apartment building. In my area, that's less of an issue, but. And then again, you know, this is all for privacy best interest, at least that's what they say. And I agree with that. I think that these are good changes. And these do kick in also, like I said before, April 30th. So I hope that's been helpful. Reach out anytime with other questions. I'm going to get some other videos going here. I've gotten a little behind, but they're coming out soon. And kick some butt out there, investors. Go get them.
Thanks for tuning in to the Equity Team Podcast. To speak with one of our top agents, visit us at owninaz.com. That's owninaz.com. Or call us at 928-323-0031.